Hey, folks. Well, this one is a tough episode to make an introduction for, conceptually speaking. And after you listen, I think you'll agree with me. But before intro, I want to say hello, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays of all stripes to everyone, Happy New Year. Weird year, for sure. And I hope you have figured a way to stay sane and make the best of it. And for me, presenting the radio show and interacting with the listeners has been a huge part of just staying sane and, you know, keeping me busy, keeping me distracted, keeping me focused, keeping me doing something that I enjoy. So thank you to you for listening and supporting WFMU and the podcast and the radio show and just for being in touch. Okay, so I really had sworn I was not going to do a radio show that was with Christmas music this year. I just decided I did not, well, I just wasn't in the mood. And the night before the radio show, I ate a lot of nachos, and I could not get to sleep. I had terrible insomnia, and I stayed up basically all night. I did not sleep. That's never happened to me before where I was awake the entire night before the radio show. So going into this radio show, I was just feeling very bah humbuggish. And in the middle of the radio show, I just fell asleep for just a brief second. I was in the middle of playing a Bob Marley tune, and I wish I could describe it to you. I mean, it feels like I could, it almost feels like I can remember how it happened. I mean, it was just like feels like I can remember it so well.
Michael. Michael.
What?
Michael Shelley. Michael, wake up. Huh? Wake up, man.
What happened?
You fell asleep in the middle of your radio show.
What? Who are you?
I am Bob Marley.
That's impossible. Everybody knows that Bob Marley died in 1981.
Well, technically speaking, I'm Bob Marley's spirit, the ghost of Bob Marley.
Ghost? Okay, well, what are you doing here in Studio B-?
In heaven, all the radios only get one station, WFMU. I was listening to the beginning of your show, and I do appreciate hearing Bob Marley music. But what's with this bah humbug, no Christmas music attitude?
Well, Mr. Marley, I guess I just don't feel like playing Christmas music this year, with all the quarantine troubles and politics. I guess I've just lost the Christmas spirit.
Lost the Christmas spirit? Oh, Michael, I don't like hearing that. If you continue down this path, I'm sorry to say, you'll come to a bad end, and I need to hear number one hits every Saturday. So I've come all this way to fix this situation.
What? Oh, I must be dreaming. You're just a bad dream. You're just indigestion. I knew I shouldn't have had so many nachos last night.
I assure you, I'm very real. Michael, this morning you will be visited by three ghosts. The ghost of Christmas past, the ghost of Christmas present, and the ghost of Christmas yet to come. And by the end of your show, I believe you will have found your Christmas spirit. No, I must go.
Ghost of Bob Marley, can I just ask you one quick question?
Of course.
Is there an all-star band up in heaven?
Yes, there's an amazing band in heaven. Except for this one guy, Jim Morrison. He's the worst. Nobody likes that guy.
What about Buddy Holly?
Sorry.
Otis Redding.
I have to go.
Hank Williams.
Don't forget, three more ghosts will visit you before the show is over. So take heed, my friend. Now, I must leave you.
Ah, this is crazy. I must be going insane. Something's not right. I've got to get myself together. I've got a radio show to finish. Who are you?
Weren't you listening to Bob? I'm the ghost of Christmas past. He just warned you that I'd be coming.
Yeah. Listen, I'm tired. Just leave me alone, please.
I wish I could, but I have a lesson to teach you, you ungrateful jockey of discs.
Where are you taking me? What is this place? Who's that happy little boy in the bell-bottom jeans?
That is you, Michael. We're looking at Christmas, 1973.
There's my mother. What's she doing?
Why, she's loading up the record player with a stack of Christmas LPs.
Yes, the same stack I heard year after year.
Yes, I've heard you repeatedly tell that story about that old record player on your show, year after year.
Sorry.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells.
Maybe you've forgotten. Your family may not have been the richest in town, but there is always food to eat, and presents under the tree, and happy times. Let's move along.
Can't we stay? If I remember right, my brother and sister are about to watch Partridge Family.
We have another stop to make, and I have a schedule to keep. This is my busy season.
Sorry. Where are you taking me now, ghost?
Don't you recognize this place? This is Studio A at WFMU, December 24th, 2016.
Oh, yes, of course. It's been a while with the pandemic and everything.
This was the day you had your whole family on your radio show, telling stories about Christmas and picking favorite holiday songs.
And if I remember, that handsome and debonair DJ Gaylord Fields dropped by.
The point is, since 1992, you've always celebrated this special time of the year on the radio, spreading the joy of the season and your wisdom to your listeners all across the world. What we're watching here is one of the most special and beloved radio shows you've ever done. Don't you remember all the great feedback you got from your listeners about this show and all your Christmas specials? Don't you see what a mistake it would be if you didn't play Christmas music on your show this year? Do you really want to let your audience down?
Oh, Ghost, I don't know. You're right, I have received an unprecedented amount of extremely positive feedback from my fans. In fact, I'd say my show is the most popular on the Saturday line.
Boring.
Sorry.
I must leave you now. I hope I have helped to show you that in years past, you did have the Christmas spirit. And I know it still lives within you.
Before you go, I could use your help with something. Can I ask one quick question?
Make it quick. My union break starts in a minute.
Since you can see Christmas is past, can you tell me what happened to that $50 gift card I lost last year, the one I got from Uncle Mark?
Why, it's still in your stocking. You'll find it this year when you're setting up the decorations. Now, I must go. I must go.
I think my mind is blown. I need a vacation. Maybe some quiet time, or maybe I just need some brioche or bromo seltzer or some chamomile tea.
Chamomile tea isn't going to help you.
Well, who are you?
Haven't you read the script? It's the ghost of Christmas present.
Hey, I've been busy. You know, those nachos weren't going to eat themselves.
Well, there's a Ramones record release party I need to get to. So let's move this along.
Where are you taking me?
You've been bah humbugging and no surprise, complaining about how there's no Christmas spirit this year, so I'm taking you into your own record collection.
My own record collection? Why?
Laughing Dogs, Los Lobos, Love. Ah, here it is, Nick Lowe.
That's the new single by Nick Lowe and Los Straitjackets, Winter Wonderland and Let It Snow. Now available at nicklowe.bandcamp.com.
That's right, Michael. Don't you see? The Christmas spirit is alive and well. Don't you owe it to your many, 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 many fans? I'm just reading what it says here, folks. Don't you owe it to your fans to play this new Nick Lowe Christmas song on the radio today?
I'm confused, Ghost, and tired. Please, let me rest.
No! I have one more thing to show you.
Where to now?
To the upstairs of your house, to your daughter Juniper's room.
What? Oh, she's making a phone call. Who's she calling?
Hello, teens with holiday problems hotline. How may I help you?
It's my father. He's lost the Christmas spirit. It's terrible. The holidays are going to be ruined. Please help.
Are you sure it wasn't the nachos?
Well, not 100% sure, but he's been moping around for weeks. He didn't want to watch A Charlie Brown Christmas or Rudolph or The Grinch, and he's been refusing to listen to Christmas music all month. You've got to save my family from disaster.
Sounds like a bad case. I suggest you tell your mom to bring him a cup of chamomile tea. And as far as you're concerned, you'll need therapy sessions twice a week for the rest of your life. And prescriptions for Xanax, Librium, Klonopin, Valium, Ativan, Doane's Pills, Flintstones Chewables, Gold Bond Medicated Powder, Aspirin Cream, Lavoris, Certs with Retsin.
I had no idea.
So you see, Michael, your actions affect others. Now knock off the bah humbug business and make with the number one hits. Now I've got to go.
Yes, I think I'm beginning to see. Just one more question, please.
What?
In heaven, are muffins free?
Yes, Michael, in heaven, muffins are indeed free. Even corn muffins. You'd love it. Now I really have to run. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Wow, free muffins and a new Ramones album. I hope Tommy produced it. Heaven sounds great. I wonder if people say, you're welcome or no problem. And I wonder if... Let me guess, the ghost of Christmas future.
Technically, the ghost of Christmas yet to come, but I'm not too picky.
Ghost, I'm tired, I'm losing my marbles. What have you come to show me?
Michael, you refuse to play Christmas music on your radio show this year, and you've obviously lost the Christmas spirit. I'm going to show you the dire consequences of your actions. Should you continue this behavior?
Look, I need a break. Can't a DJ just relax for a minute?
Are you joking? I have dozens of more people to haunt today, and I'm already behind schedule. You're not the only person doing a hackneyed Dickens retread this year.
Sorry. Where are you taking me? Whose luxurious mansion is this? Who's that man?
That's Tiny Ken, WFMU station manager.
What date is this? And why is he crying?
This is Christmas 2021, and he's crying because he's lost his beloved radio station.
Lost? WFMU is gone?
That's right, Michael. It's now an NPR affiliate that airs only Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and reruns of Car Talk. And, of course, fundraisers every 6 weeks.
No!
Yes, Michael, you see, when you refuse to play Christmas music on your show, WFMU's ratings started immediately plummeting. That caused the WFMU stock price to take a dive, and old man Potter, who runs NPR, called in his loan. And Tiny Ken was forced to sell the station.
All because of me?
Yes, Michael.
Oh, ghost of Christmas yet to come. I think I'm beginning to understand the importance of playing Christmas music.
Wait, wait, I have one more scene from Christmas Future to show you.
Pencils. Pencils for sale. Pencils. Who will buy my pencils? Pencils. Pencils for sale. Pencils for sale.
Who's that
pencils.
Poor blind girl? She looks pencils. Familiar.
That's Juniper.
Juniper? My daughter? How could this have happened?
The drop of WFMU stock price triggered the panic of 21. The entire stock market collapsed and caused a second Great Depression. Hundreds of millions lost their homes and jobs and families, all because of your selfish programming choices.
And how did Juniper go blind?
I have no idea. Chalk it up to dramatic license. I really have to go now. I'm expected on the set of Grey's Anatomy any minute.
One more question, please, Ghost of Christmas Future. Where's Jordan? Where's my wife?
I'm not supposed to show you that. You won't like it.
Show me, you old fool!
She's an old maid! She works at the library. And for some reason wears glasses, even though she used to have perfect vision.
Not the library.
I really have to go now. I hope you've learned your lesson. Bye, Michael. Bye, Michael.
Michael.
Bye, Michael.
Michael.
Bye,
Michael. Michael. Bye, Michael. Michael.
Not the library.
Wake up.
Not an old name.
Honey, you fell asleep.
Jordan? What day is this?
It's Saturday. You're in the middle of your radio show.
What? One more question. Is Juniper okay?
She's fine. She's upstairs talking on the phone. Oh, and she told me to bring you this cup of tea. Now get back on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, I seem to have fallen asleep, but now I... Well, it's a long story, but let's just say that I've changed my mind. I think I will play some Christmas music for you now. And for some reason, I feel like hearing this old Frank Sinatra tune from my childhood.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those happy J-I-N-G-L-E B-E-L-L-S. I love those
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go,
doodle,
laughing all the way.
Doodle, bells on bobtail ring, making our spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jing, jingle bells. Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those happy J-I-N-G-L-E B-E-L-L-S. I love